This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Why is OCBC buying Wing Hang? Is this a liquidity grab or is it synergy driven?
I think nowadays it's more related to synergy driven rather than liquidity grab, because if you compare Wing Hang's branch outlets in Hong Kong compared with other large banks, of course, it's still relatively small. But bear in mind that OCBC is a Singapore bank and it has a big bunch of ASEAN business. So if they can get Wing Hang, then they can likely to promote, you know, Hong Kong, China, Macau, and even ASEAN cross-border business. Plus, of course, remember, you guys have offshore R&B business in Singapore. So if they can also extend it to the offshore R&B business to Hong Kong as well as the Shanghai Free Trade Zone, I think that will provide a very big business opportunity for OCBC.
Well, Singapore analysts have expressed concern that OCBC may be paying too much for its first big overseas deal, which will, as you say, give it access to bigger markets and to grow its offshore renminbi market as well. How do you feel about the price?
Now, that depends on the funding cost. Bear in mind that a few months ago, we have a USO offering 2.08 times price to book to acquire Chongqing Bank, and bear in mind that at that time, USO, the funding cost is mainly borrowing cost. They borrow money from two investment banks, and the borrowing cost is just somewhere around 3-4%. So if you look at the ROE of Wing Hang Bank, now it's around 10%. And if OCBC is going to borrow money to finance the acquisition, then I think that even paying two times to acquire Wing Hang will not be expensive. But on the other hand, you know, of course, some Singapore analysts, they mentioned that after the acquisition of Wing Hang Bank, even at a price book of two times, their common equity tier one car would like to drop to the fully low common equity tier one car would like to drop to around 8%. So, but the minimum requirement for the MAS for 2018 will be 10%. So if you look at it that way, then maybe OCBC need to finance the acquisition through issue of equity capital, either before or after the acquisition. But even based on this scenario, we estimate that they can still generate some synergies from the acquisition of Wing Hang Bank, like, for example, raising the loan-to-deposit ratio of Wing Hang Bank, and also generate more non-interest income contribution of Wing Hang Bank, of course, and a little bit of cost savings from the resignation of the former family as the management of Wing Hang Bank. So if you look at it that way, combining all these factors, I think that even if they are going to raise money from the equity market, it's still justifiable for them to pay Wing Hang Bank for a price book of around two times.
Well, DBS has aimed to use Hong Kong as a stepping stone into China, and longer-term investors in the Singapore banking sphere may remember this. But DBS has yet to do so successfully, and it has been forced to write down the value of Dow Heng twice. Can OCBC succeed where its rivals have struggled to grow in this market?
No, I would say that DBS are buying Dow Heng Bank at the wrong time, because it's at the peak of the business cycle of Hong Kong. So, and they've been paying a lot. And at that time, the leverage of Dow Heng Bank is very high. And then they pass through the Asian financial crisis, and then you have the U.S. financial crisis, and then European sovereign debt crisis. So that's why over those years, I think DBS Hong Kong or Dow Heng Bank, they suffer quite a lot on the earnings. But on the other hand, if you look at the current business cycle in Hong Kong, now we are in a more stable economic cycle. And bear in mind that Wing Hang is not as aggressive as Dow Hang before. Dow Hang in the past, they are very focused on expanding the higher yield personal loans or credit card business, which is very risky. But if you look at Wing Hang, I think their balance sheet is very strong. And at the same time, they have a very good asset quality. So I think that it is very unlikely that Wing Hang is going to make a loss, even OCBC is going to acquire Wing Hang in two times. So if that's the case, I think that there will be very low chance for OCBC to make a goodwill write-off for Wing Hang Bank. And bear in mind that the situation, the current situation is different from the 90s, when at that time Hong Kong banks are focusing more on domestic market. Nowadays, it's more on Greater China cross-border business concept. If you look at even DBS situation, the Greater China net profit contribution actually has been increasing for the past few years from around 21% in 2012. Now, this year, has first half has already increased to around 29%. So if you look at these concepts, then I think that, you know, they, you know, it's not just buying Hong Kong business, but also cross-border Hong Kong, China, Macau, as well as maybe there could be some synergy on ASEAN business as well.
Well, yeah, excuse me. You are recommending investors switch to Dah Sing Banking Group and Dah Sing Financial. Tell us more about these banks.
Okay, currently, Dah Sing Bank is under Dah Sing Financial Group, and both companies are trading at a very low price to book. If you look at the price to book of Dah Sing Bank, it's just 1 times, and Dah Sing Financial is 0.7 times. Dah Sing Financial actually holds Dah Sing Bank, and at the same time, they also hold a life insurance company. Current situation is the second generation of the Wong family. They run Dah Sing Bank, and it has made big efforts to improve the net interest margin, net fee income growth, plus the cost income ratio of Dah Sing Bank. So we should expect that the Dah Sing Bank ROE will likely to recover to around 11-12% in the coming years. Plus, of course, after Wing Hang Bank deal, if it is a done deal, then Dah Sing Bank will be likely to be the only bank left in Hong Kong that could become an acquisition target. And if you look at it that way, then Dah Sing Bank is likely to enjoy a very high scarcity premium. And as a financial holding company of Dah Sing Bank, then I think that Dah Sing Financial will also benefit. That's why I recommend investors to switch from Wing Hang to Dah Sing.
Thanks so much, Stephen Chan of Maybank Kim Eng, Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.